She weren't here at the event.
Oh. Yeah, I was here then.
Okay, my friends. Is that the old again? In the center, we still see the avatar of fire, and he speaks, and he says, "Well done, my fellow servants. We now call upon Christ, the great healer, the one with the ultimate faith, to come and descend and be one with you." And there's a point of light above us descending. The light descends, and we see the Master appear. He speaks and he says to us, "First of all, those in the circle need to be healed. As you heal yourself, others are healed. And as you heal others, you are healed. Everyone in the circle needs healing in some manner. Some physically, some emotionally, some mentally, some just need healed of their doubts and of their fears. And of their thoughts that interfere with full reception of my presence. I am with you always, but you do not realize it. It is time for you to realize that I am really with you. That I love each one of you. Father loves me, and he loves you as well as myself. Feel the love that I have for you. Love is the greatest healing power. If you can feel this love that I share with you now, you can be healed and elevated. And remember who you are. Answer within your minds whether or not you are ready to feel my love. If you are ready, think the words, "I am ready and I receive." And then let it happen in a moment of silence. Now, let us as a group express thanks to the Christ. Say within your minds, I am thankful for the Christ to share his love and oneness with us. Think this thought and receive again in a moment of silence. Speak to our elder brother, the Christ, and ask him to particularly touch Sue, an angel, and Rain. Touch them. And see the perfection in them, and let your love flow into their entire being and heal them and let them receive. Focus these three people on receiving and let the rest of us focus on the circulation of love, light and power assisting. Identify with these three individuals and feel a oneness with them. Feel a oneness with Angel. Feel a oneness with Sue. Feel a oneness with Rain. Thank you. knows her not here. We're asked to put Adrian in the center. He's a very sweet soul that has been very supportive through the years, but has had a rough time. And anyone else you want in the center? Is there anyone else that anyone wants to place in the center?
Yeah, my dad, Stanley.
Okay.
Ace is asked.
Who?
Ace.
And what about Daniel?
And Eta.
My friend Eddie.
Okay, visualize anyone in the center. Visualize the person that you're thinking of. And also Jill's stepdaughter, who is having a hard time. First of all, Jill's stepdaughter, visualize her. And the Christ puts his hand on her head and blesses her. And now Adrian. Christ puts his hand on his head and blesses him. We feel the love and circulation. And Stanley, we put him in the center. Christ puts his hand on his head and blesses him. What other names were there?
Ace.
Who?
Ace.
Ace, okay. We'll put Ace in the center. And Ace requires a different type of healing. And the Christ puts his hand on Ace's head. And he says, elevate your spirit, Ace. Remember who you are. And we see, we sense that Ace has elevation in spirit. Anyone else?
Nettie.
Who?
Nettie, she's dying.
The person that you know?
Yes, she's my
okay.
best friend.
We'll put her in the center. Nettie. And Christ puts his hand on her head. And we sense the love coming from Susan, circulating through the Christ and through the rest of us into this individual. That's on our minds.
Moshe's wife.
Okay, good. Let's put Moshe in the center because we know him. And visualize his wife next to him. Moshe is holding her hand. And the Christ puts one hand on Moshe's head and the other on his wife's head. And he says, your faith is making you whole. center is the avatar of fire and the Christ. And the Christ speaks one more time. My friends, I appreciate your love and your faith. I do not want your faith to be unanswered. I want it to be strengthened. And you must want it to be strengthened. Let us be one in this wonderful desire. And in this desire, I seek to share the joy of the Lord whom I serve. I serve with a joyful spirit. I seek to share that spirit with you. Say within your minds, I receive the spirit of love and joy to abide with me. Say this to yourself and feel it happen in a moment of silence. As you proceed and go home, reflect on this and receive periodically the joy and love and power of your Lord. Be open and it shall be.